the end of this week's parsha, we find the famous story of the brachas that Yaakov Avinu receives. The pasuk says that after Yaakov receives the brachas, then Esav comes in to Yitzchak, and he wants brachas too. And when he hears that Yaakov has already received the bracha, he's very upset. The pasuk says, "Kishma Esav es divrei aviv." When Esav hears what Yitzchak tells him that Yaakov has already received the brachas, "Vayitzak tzaaka gedolu mora ad ma'od," that he let out a bitter cry, and he says, "Bracheni gam ani aviv." Give me a bracha too. Yes, Yitzchak Avinu to give him a bracha too. And Yitzchak says, "I can't. I already gave your brother the brachas." To which Esav says, "Hello, atzalta li bracha. Don't you have something left? You must have something to give me a bracha." But Yitzchak is not forthcoming. He says he doesn't have anything left. He says, "Look, I made your brother into the ruler. He's going to rule over you. What am I supposed to give to you?" He doesn't want to give Esav any bracha. So Esav tries one last time. He says, "Havrocha achas ilecha avi." What, you only have one bracha in your arsenal? Only one bracha? Bracheni gamoni avi. Give me a bracha too. Says the pasuk, "Vayisa Esav kolo vayefk," and Esav raises his voice and he cries. And then the pasuk says that Yitzchak gives him a bracha. Esav asks him three times to give him a bracha. "Bracheni gamoni avi, don't you have something else to give to me?" And Yitzchak says no. And then "Vayisa Esav es kolo vayefk," and suddenly Yitzchak gives him a bracha. What happened? What was added in the last bakasha of Esav that Yitzchak saw now that he wanted to give him a bracha? The Al Shechein says that initially Esav thought that Yitzchak Avinu was the one giving the brachas. He was dispensing the bracha. So he asked him, he said, "Look, even if you gave Yaakov, you gave my brother a bracha, but you can give me something too. So give me a bracha also. You gave him a bracha, but that doesn't prevent you from giving me a bracha." So he asked three times, "Bracheni gamani avi, if you're the one giving the bracha, so just like you give a bracha to my brother, you should be able to give a bracha to me too." But he sees it's not working. Yitzchak is not giving him a bracha. So after the third time, he realized that Yitzchak really is not the dispenser of the brachas. He realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's mashpia the shefa. He's giving Yitzchak Avinu the koach to give the bracha to Yaakov. So at that moment, he broke down. That moment, he broke down. He cried. In a sense, he davened that the Shechina should be mashpia a new shefa. He should give Yitzchak Avinu a new shefa. That he should be able to get a bracha too. V'kachava, that's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yitzchak Avinu extra shefa. He gave him a new koach to give a bracha. And that's when Yitzchak gave a bracha to Esav. But this itself is difficult. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Why would he give Yitzchak a shefa so that Esav should be able to get a bracha too? Esav was a Russian. So why does he deserve a bracha? Zokta Alshech. That's because the Sharei Demos, the gate of tears, operates on a different plane. When Esav cried, so he was using Sharei Demos. It wasn't just the Shar of Tefillah that he was using, but there was a Shar of Dima. He was crying, there was a Bechia. And tears can accomplish what normal Tefillah cannot accomplish. He brings a Moshal, he says, the Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Nentes says, "Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash Sharei Tefillah Ninalu," that from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Sharei Tefillah are somewhat closed up. Like the pasuk says in Eicha, "Gam ki ezak v'ashavei asasam tefilasi," that even though I cry out, I continue to cry out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sasam tefilasi, there's a stima, the Sharei Tefillah ninalu a little bit. But says the Gemara, but Sharei Demos are lo ninalu. Sharei Demos are not locked up. They're not completely closed. It's easier to penetrate through the Sharei Demos. Like the pasuk says, "El dimosi al techeresh." Don't be quiet, don't ignore my tears. So just like after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Sharei Demos are still more open than Sharei Tefillah, the same thing. Esav employed the Shar of Dima. When he cried, he employed the Shar of Dima. And through that Shar of Dima, Kodesh Baruch Hu was misratza, and he was morad the Shechina to Yitzhak, he enabled him to give a bracha to Esav. What does it mean that Sharei Demos are more open than Sharei Tefillah? I think maybe the answer is this. We know that the Beis HaMikdash is a makom of tefillah. Beis tefillah yikari l'chol ha'am. Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate makom of tefillah. V'yom shechar beis hamikdash. There's no structure. The beis hamikdash is not here. So the makom of tefillah can't function with the same strength that it had when the beis hamikdash was standing. We still can daven. It's not that you can't daven. You can still daven now that the beis hamikdash is not standing. But it's much harder to penetrate. It's much harder to accomplish with a tefillah. That's what it means that there's a ne'ilah. That the shari tefillah, ninalu, that means that it's not as open. It's not as penetrable. It's harder to accomplish as much, but you can certainly daven. We know what Reb Chaim Volozhiner quotes, that the pasuk says, V'asu limikdash v'shachanti b'socham, b'socho lo nemar ala b'socham, b'socho lecha v'echam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'shachanti b'socham, that the goal of the Mishkan, the goal of the Beis HaMikdash, is to be mashra shechina b'leiv shel kol echa v'echa. Every member of Klal Yisrael should have the shechina inside his heart. That's the ultimate goal of the Beis HaMikdash. Not that they should just be shechina in a certain makom, but there should be a shechina in the hearts of Klal Yisrael, the heart of each and every Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire to connect with each and every Jew, to be mashra his shechina inside every Jew. How is that? Because there's an neshama inside each and every Jew. There's an neshama that's a chelek elokam imam. And that's the true essence of a person. That's the pnimius of the person. The neshama of the person is his essence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be miskasher. He wants to connect with the neshama of each and every Jew. The problem is normally that neshama, that pnimius, is covered over. It's concealed by the chomrius, by physicality, by the gashmius. So that connection is not as strong as it could be. When a person cries, so he removes some of the layers. Some of the layers of gashmius that cover over his neshama. And he reveals the pnimius more. He reveals the essence of his neshama, the essence of his soul, the essence of his real ratzon. That's what the tears demonstrate. Rav Shav Shafal Hirsch famously said, the tears are the sweat of the neshama. What does that mean? Tears are the sweat of the neshama. It means the tears are an expression of the innermost desire of a person. The neshama is the pnimius of the person. Tears are the expression of that innermost desire. A tefillah that comes mitoch b'chia, a tefillah that comes to crying, is a tefillah that reveals the pnimius of a person. It reveals the lave, the heart of a person. And through the lave, a person can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like at the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mikdash Ma'at. Right? That's a Mikdash too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with the neshama of each and every Jew. Connects with the lev of each and every person. When you have a tefillah through Bechiyas, that strips away all of the layers that prevent us from connecting as much as we'd like. And it enables that tefillah to be miskabel, because when we connect with Kodesh Baruch Hu, then every tefillah can be miskabel. That's what tefillah is all about. It's about connection. So when we allow our neshamas to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ultimate sense, so then all tefillahs can be miskabel. This, I think, is what we mean when we say in the Pizmon, in the Slichas to Ne'ilah, the climax of Ne'ilah, we say, Tamachti Yisei Dosai B'shlosh Esrei Sevos U'Vishari D'moz Kilo Nishlavos. I strengthen myself with the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim and with the Shari D'moz Kilo Nishlavos, with the gate of tears that I never closed. Therefore I've poured out my siach, I put out my tefillah before the bochen libos, the one who judges the heart. You say, batuach ani ba'elo b'schus shloshes avos. I'm batuach that my tefillah is going to be answered b'schus shloshes avos. What does this mean? I'm going to use the yud gimel midos sharachem. I have the shari demos and I have schus avos, so therefore I'm going to be batuach. What makes us be so batuach? Just because we invoke Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim and we have the Shari Demaos, what makes us be batuach that the tefillah is going to be miskabel? The answer is because I'm shofeach siach pnei bochen libos. Because through the Shari Demaos, I'm going to reveal what my lave really wants. And the bochen libos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bochen kloyos v'lev, who understands what's in the heart of every Jew, when we connect our lave to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we really want, what our real ratzon is, so then anything is possible. Then any tefillah can be miskabel. And that's what it means, that the shari demos are still open. As long as we connect in the pnimius of the lev, as long as we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our neshamas, so then the tefillahs can be miskabel. Even Esav, even such a great Rasha, with a cry, with an emissa cry, he was able to be miskasher. In the Pnimius Halev, he revealed a little bit, a small chelik of his neshama. He connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that small chelik of his neshama. And that's why his tefillah was answered and he was able to be mekabel bracha. We spoke last week about the idea of pushing ourselves beyond our comfort zone. Beyond our comfort zone to accomplish in Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. But the truth is that to really accomplish in life, it's not enough to push ourselves. It's not enough just to have the ratzon. We need a siyata d'shmaya too. That's what it's all dependent on. That's what all bracha is dependent on. And that's what the Gemara in Kedushin says, that Elmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu also eino yacholo. The Yetzahar is so strong, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help us, it's impossible. Everything is too difficult. If we want to push ourselves, we need siyata d'shmaya, we need tefillah as well. It's not just enough. It's not enough just to put in the efforts. You have to have a ratzon, avadeh. You have to have a ratzon, but you need siyata d'shmaya as well. But if we put the two together, if we put the ratzon together with the tefillah, if we daven mitoch the ratzon, mitoch this ratzon, if we daven from the pnimius of the lev, we daven from our hearts, from our neshamas, and maybe with a little bit of dimma, maybe with a little bit of emissa crying, if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what our ratzon truly is, then we can hope. Then we can hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all of the siyata d'shmaya we need. He'll give us new kochos that we never had before. He'll give us all of the kochos we need to truly accomplish everything that we so desire. Shabbos.